Hi.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, a very good day to you. This is James Young from eBay. How can I help you today?
No, I received one message that in my account someone used $200, but it's not me.
Okay. Do you have a computer or laptop, any device, so that I can help you with the cancellation and the refund process?
Okay, let me look for the computer.
Okay, just try to be in front of it.
I'm sorry?
I just want you to be in front of your computer and just simply turn it on. Once you're done, just collect me now.
Okay. Is the Commonwealth Bank the app?
Don't try to log in into your bank. Just close the banking page and come back to your home screen where you will got to see all of the items, like your regular items with your computer, in your computer.
Okay.
Open up the Google.
Yeah.
And once you open up the Google, do you see a white long search panel where you can type something and then you can search for it?
Yeah.
Love the typing over there. Letter I as an apple. Then letter L as in Lima. Then letter P as in Peter. Letter P.
Sorry, you can repeat, please?
Yes, it's letter A as in apple. Letter A.
Yeah.
Then letter L as in Lima. Letter L.
Yeah.
Then letter P as in Peter. Or letter P as in Papa.
Perfect.
Then letter E as in Edward. Letter E.
Yeah.
Then letter M as in mother. Letter M.
Yeah.
Then letter I as in indigo. Letter I. Then letter X as in x-ray. Letter S. X.
Okay.
It would be Alpimix. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, now. This application is basically help us to generate the security IDs and the security password for your account. It seems someone is using your account to make some kinds of payments, right, in behalf of you, without your prime knowledge and without your authorization. So simply give a click on enter and you will got to see an option called Alpimix, free remote desktop application. Do you see that?
One moment, please.
Take your sweet time, no problem. Okay, you are using an Apple Mac computer?
I'm using my cell phone. It's Apple too.
Oh, you're using your cell phone. So it's Android, ma'am, or it's Apple?
It's Apple.
It's Apple cell phone. Okay, so you do one thing. Just close that page. And do you have any App Store application? App Store?
Yeah, I have the application in my cell phone, Commonwealth Bank.
No, not the Commonwealth Bank application. What I'm asking is, like, do you have the App Store application? App,
yeah.
Store, App Store.
Yeah.
Just simply open the App Store.
Yeah.
And once you open up the App Store, look on the right-hand side, bottom corner. Do you see a small magnifying glass where it says search?
Okay.
Lovely. Give a click on it and type in over there, letter A as in Apple.
Yeah.
N as in Nancy.
Yeah.
Then letter Y as in yellow.
Yeah.
Then letter D as in doctor. Now, do you see any suggestions that came up, like as any desk?
Okay, any desk. You can repeat me, please, the word?
Yeah, it would be A, N,
A, yeah.
Y, D, E, S, K. Any desk. Simply give a click on search. And
I don't have that application in App Store.
You don't have that app. Don't you see any option called any desk, remote, desktop application? It would look like a red color icon with a diamond shape on it.
Yeah, but I don't have it because I'm from Argentina.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're from Argentina.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got it. So you don't have that application. Just try to search on App Store and there would be an option. There would be a download option you will got to see over there. Like the way
A.
as you N as in Nancy. Then letter Y as in yellow.
Yeah.
Then letter D as in doctor. Then letter
yeah.
E, then letter E as in Edward.
Yeah.
Then letter S as in Sam.
Yeah. And Sam.
Then letter K as in King.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Give a little search.
Yeah, I have one any desk.
Remote desktop application. Do you see that?
Yeah, it's a red and white
icon. Lovely. Lovely. Perfect. Yes.
Perfect.
That's correct. Now, do you see any option of blue color box over there where it says get? G-E-T, get. Or download, any option like that?
Yeah, I'm down the application now.
All right. Just simply download it. And once you will got to see any option, says open, do let me know.
Okay.
And like, have you ever shared any of your banking details to anyone? Like, have you disclosed your banking things, any of your financial things to anyone?
No, nothing.
Okay.
I have the application now, and they see the address. Here.
Okay. Yes, your address. Do you see the numbers? There would be 9-digit numbers over there. Right.
Yeah, I have a number here.
Okay, just confirm me the numbers.
993.
Uh-huh.
244.
Uh-huh.
220.
220. All right, so let me just confirm you the numbers. It's 993-244-220, right?
Yeah, perfect.
All right. Just make a note of these numbers. Like, just write down these numbers in a piece of a paper. That is
okay.
The majority.
One thing.
Take your time.
That's it. I got it.
You've got it, right? Lovely.
Yeah.
Now, for your security purpose, what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to activate the security for your security purpose. At the meantime, if you will got to see any option called security warning or security request, do let me know. Right.
Okay.
Just look over there. Do you see any option called security warning? Security warning, any option like that? Look on the bottom.
Yeah.
There would be.
Yeah. Here.
Okay. Look on the bottom. Do you see any option called I am aware of the risk? Don't show this again. There would be two small check boxes. Do you see that?
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
All right. Give a click on don't show this again and then give a click on accept. Like the security warning is still in your screen or it has gone?
Disactivate, but I
pulled on. Okay, just give me a second. Like, if you will got to see the security warning, do let me know. Do you see a security warning? In your, okay.
Yeah.
Now look on the bottom. Do you see two small check boxes where it says,
yeah.
I am aware of the risk. Don't show this again. There would be two small check boxes, right?
Okay, perfect.
Give a click on don't show this again and I am aware of the risk, then give a click on accept.
The advertisers don't let me put two circles, only one.
Okay, give a click on the I am aware of the risk. Do you see on the bottom call I am aware of the risk?
Yeah, here.
Yes, just click on it. And you will got to see the accept option will appear in your screen.
Okay, perfect. That's it.
Lovely. Give a click on accept.
Yeah.
And once you give a click on accept, what can you see? Like, do you see any option called eBay Secure Server would like to get you connected, right?
Yeah.
Give a click on accept. Now, if you will got to see any option called, like, screen recording, start broadcast, do let me know. Okay, so you have successfully got connected to the secure server of eBay. Now, just look in your screen. Minimize it and come back to your normal home screen.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The connection got disconnected.
Oh.
All right, open up the AnyDesk.
Yeah.
Now, just do the same thing as you did before. Just give a click on accept. And then start broadcast.
Okay.
The same thing as you did before.
Okay.
Once you're done, just to let me know. Give a click on accept.
I'm waiting 5 more seconds to put accept.
Oh, okay. No problem. Just take your time. Okay, now just don't touch anywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you will got to see any screen recorded things started. Now look on the outside. Just minimize it.
Yeah.
Don't close it. Just minimize it.
Okay.
All right. Just minimize this page. You have successfully got connected with the secure server of eBay. Don't close it. Just minimize it. Just swipe your finger from bottom to top.
Okay, I'm going to close it there.
All right. Yeah, just swipe your finger from bottom to top and come back to your normal home screen.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Once you come back to your normal home screen, now do you see all of your icons like camera, galleries, photos, calendars?
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Now just open up your eBay account. Do you have an eBay?
I'm in my account. I'm here.
Okay, you have got into your account, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just give me a second. Let me just have a word with my anti-fraud department manager.
Okay.
Right, come a page back, ma'am.
Come
a page back. No, just look on the left hand side top corner. Open up your open up your banking page.
Okay. Yeah.
And once you open up your banking page, look on the top. Do you see a arrow which is pointing towards left? Back arrow. Like just come to the home page. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Now look on the top. Do you see an X sign over there? Give a click on it. The X sign. Yes. Now just be on that page.
Click on it. Yeah?
Yes. No, just be on that page. Don't
okay.
touch anywhere. Yep.
Okay.
Just give me a second. Let me just have a word with my anti-fraud department manager for your security and for your refund process.
Okay.
Now, is there any option called Smart Access in your account? Something says Smart Access.
Smart Access?
Smart Access. In your banking page, do you see something says Smart Access?
Let me check.
Click into your account.
Okay, I'm in my account.
Yeah, do you see there would be like your balance? Give a click on your balance.
Okay.
Alright, do one thing, ma'am. Just give me a second, ma'am. Let me just transfer this call to my manager. They will be going to help you further.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. This is Ron Davis, the security manager. Let me just check about the securities, and then I'll be able to cancel the charges. So can you see your account ending with 94, 9461?
Let me check. Yeah.
Yeah. Click on that, your account number 9461, which is your Smart Access account. Give a click on that. 9461. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tap on that. And click on View Statement. Give a click on View Statement. Okay, just give me a moment. And there will be the pending charges. Can you see the pending charges? Give a click on the pending charges. First, you need, give a click on that pending, which is showing you CTC Bondi. Give a click on that. And just tell me it is pending or it has been made.
It's pending.
It's pending. And is there any options to cancel your pending charges?
No.
Give a click on the back then. Give a click on the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
But sorry, but it's not this charge. There is $200.
Okay.
Because someone called me and told me you buy $200 and it's a security call. If you don't do this payment, please call and I call. But I don't see the 200 in the account.
Okay, just give me a moment.
Perfect.
I need to just check. All right. So I need to generate the cancellation charges. I need to generate the cancellation code, which is known as cardless code, all right? Now, click at the bottom, something called pay over there. Give a click on the pay at the very bottom. Once you click on the very bottom with the dollar sign called pay, give a click on that.
Yeah.
Now, what has been coming up? What has been coming up? You need to listen to me. You need to listen to me. You are doing something wrong. Open up your Combank, madam. Log into your Combank. You need to look on the Combank. And you need to just tell me. Do not do anything on the Combank. Look at the very bottom. Can you see some options like home, accounts, pay? There will be a pay option.
Yeah, but here
yeah.
I don't...
So click on the pay. We need to generate the transaction ID, the cancellation ID, so that we can refund the funds to you, all right? So once we generate the code, you can write down the code in a piece of paper. Because we have not released the payment, and that's why most of the charges are on the pending. So we need to generate the cancellation ID. You understand?
Yeah.
sorry. Yeah. My English is not really good.
I understand. You listen to me. You need to focus on my words. Do not scroll the page. Look at the very bottom of your mobile phone. At the very bottom. Do not scroll the page, ma'am. Do not touch anything. Look at the very bottom. Can you see there will be some options? At the left-hand corner, there will be home. Can you see home? Oh, you are not listening to me.
Oh, sorry. I don't understand. I'm going to put out the call.